All right. How's everybody doing? Everybody have a great Easter last week? All right. Well, I'm glad you're here this morning. Last week, I began this series of messages on the red letters, which are the red words in your Bible. I was looking on my iPhone to see if they still had red words, and my iPhone app, Bible app, has the words in red, too. So my Bible has it in red. My iPhone app has it in red. And they are the words of Jesus. And what I'm going to need to do is the monitors are on me, number one monitor on mine. It's confusing me up here. And I don't know how you guys can listen to me. I hate listening to myself. So all the way over under my mic. There you go.
Pray.
demonstrate, God, if there's another way to do this, do it. Have you ever prayed for your problems to go away and still get them? You ever prayed for things, you know, God, I see this coming, I know this is going to happen. God, why is this happening to me? And you pray for these things, and yet they still happen. It happens to you. You ask God, God, I don't want this trouble. God, if there's something else we can do. What do we do when life doesn't go our way? What do we do when life isn't? And Jesus was hanging on the cross. And look what he said. And look what happens as this goes on. Look at this next time. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over the land. Okay? Think about this. What do you do when darkness falls on your life? What do you do when the hurt, when the pain, when the battle, when the frustration, when the depression? What do you do when that darkness, you wake up in the morning and that darkness in the room? What do you do? Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? See, Jesus nailed to the cross. He's crying out, my God, why? You know what's interesting to think about? Think about this as we read this. He had been beaten, right? We already shared that. He'd been beaten. He had been punched in the face. He had been dragged his cross up the hill. He had this crown of thorns pressed upon his head. Not once did he complain. Think about this. Not once. Never through anything he went through this whole day, the night before when he was arrested, nothing. No complaining, no whining, no nothing. And now he's nailed to the cross. And he's crying out, my God, why now? Why after all of this had he kept quiet? He's even accused, why are you keeping quiet? Remember, that's what Pilate asked him. You can answer. And he never complained. He never whined. He never said a word during all the abuse. And yet now as he's nailed to the cross, he's crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? I'm going to get into that at the end of the message, but I want you to think about that. How many of us in our bad days complain? Anybody with me? Come on now, raise your hands. Anybody here complain? Okay, all right, I'm not the only one, right? When things go wrong, when things get bad, I'm going to whine. I'm going to complain. If nobody else listens, I'm going to do it to Laura, okay? You know, come on, that's how we are, you know. He never said a word to the very end. But I want you to notice something else he said here. He's crying out, my God. That's real interesting. Think about the rest of Jesus' life before this point. He always talked about God as his Father. God as my papa, God as my Abba, God as my Father. And now as he's nailed to the cross, he's crying out, my God, why have you forsaken? I think it's real interesting. I think there's some powerful things going on here. And I'm going to tie this all together at the end, but I want you to start thinking about this. What do we do when life just doesn't seem to go well? The darkness seems to come up. You ever wake up in the morning, it just seems like it's a dark day, there's a cloud over your head. Anybody? You know, it's like nothing has gone right. We read a little poem this morning in our prayer meeting time. I'm encouraged. You want to come? If you need prayer or you want to pray, come on Sunday mornings at 9:30. You don't have to pray. We can pray for you. You might have some requests. We just spent some time. We read a poem about somebody that got up in the morning and fell in bed and all the things going wrong, so they just went back to bed. Anybody have those days? You know, just, I'm going to call it quits today. I'm done. I mean, I might, 5 minutes into the day and it's over. You know. What do we do with days like that? How do we respond when this darkness just seems? Have you ever gone through, I don't know about you, but I've not just gone through a morning. I've not just gone through a day. I've gone through a week. Anybody? You know, I've gone through a week of darkness. I've gone through a month. It's just like nothing seems to go right. And been in those situations. What do you do? How do we deal with this? You know, how are we supposed to approach this? Do we still trust God? Do we start wondering, where is God? You ever wonder that? You know, you're sitting there, where is God? God, where are you? How can all this be happening to me? Why me? Why now? Where are you? And we start crying this. See, here's what I want to say. If you got your outline, we're going to look at this point right here where it says, we don't see everything like he does, okay? We only see part of the story. This week, Laura and I took a little trip over to San Francisco, and there Tuesday night, and I'm driving around on the streets in San Francisco, South San Francisco, on a Tuesday night, and we'll get there in just a minute. So driving down the street on a Tuesday night, and it's pouring down rain. My wipers are going. The streets are all kind of reflective. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever drive on the roads? They're all and I'm trying to figure out what lane am I in. Anybody been in that boat? You're sitting there and you're trying, where's the white line? I can't see. Am I in my lane? Am I on the right side of the road? And you just can't, the wipers are going, you're faster. You know, you're just trying to figure things out. Well, that's kind of how life is when troubles come our way. We don't see clearly. We don't get the picture of what we're trying to see. Look what the scripture says. Well, I got a video first. Let's watch this video. Can anybody identify with those feelings? The whys, why me, why 3-year-old, why does these things happen? And we wrestle with this. And the thing is, see, we don't see everything as God sees things. We don't understand everything as God sees things. Now, I'm not saying it's good, and this is one thing I always talk about as we read God's word. He's never said all this stuff is good because there are bad things in life, and it doesn't make them good. But these are things we go through, and we cry out, God, where are you, and why? And we wonder, and we wrestle, and it even makes darker days darker. Anybody know that? It just seems to get darker when these things happen. And we're going, where's God? I put a word up here. Look at this word. Oh, we only see in part. I'm sorry. Go ahead. One more. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflection in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me complete. There'll be a time when we do understand, but look at this word. I want to take that word and make two words out of that, all right? Look at that word. What two words do you see there, all right? Look at this first one. Go ahead. Anybody see that word there? When life throws curveball, when life throws battles at us, when life throws hurts, when life throws abuses, when life throws tragedy, do you ever cry out, God is nowhere? God is nowhere. Where's God? God, where are you when I'm hurting? Where are you with this tragedy? Where are you? Nowhere. But how about this word? How about God is now here? How about that now? God is now here. How can we move from when we wander through these tragedies, we wander through this, God, my God, why have you forsaken me? From God is nowhere to God is now here. How can we move from a place where we feel abandoned and forsaken to where we're a place where God is present and God is real and we see the hand of God? How can we move from these places to that place and end up going there? And how can we do that? I don't know about you. I don't think there's a simple answer, and I don't think it's easy. But I think there's some things we can do that can help us. Some things that we can do, you know, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of those pains and those hurts, in the midst of the confusion, what do? Do you cry out, God, where are you? Where are you, God? In the midst of all of this, where is the hand of God? Or can you cry out, God is now here? God is now here doing something. So what I want to look at is some things we can do to remember that, all right? What can we do to remember? What are some things I can do to help me remember that God is now here? That God is in the midst of what I'm doing? That God is in the midst of my life? What are some things I can do? So if you got your outline, I want to begin with this one. God is good. God is an unchanging, merciful, gracious God. God is a good God. God is a mighty, powerful, wonderful God. Why is it easy to believe, and again, it kind of comes back to this, why is it easy to believe God's a good God when things are going good? You ever think that? Why is it so easy to believe God is a good God when things are running well in our life? When things are clicking along, things are moving along, life is going well, God is a good God. And yet, as soon as things start going wrong, it's like, where's God? Doesn't God know what I'm going through? Doesn't God understand what I'm going through? Where's God in the midst of that chaos, in the midst of those hurts, in the midst of, and we start wondering where God is. Where is God when there's cancer? Where's God when there's abuse? Where's God when there's grieving? Where's God? Can we say in the midst of those things, God is good? Now, we have a saying around here, and we've heard it come from years ago. We would say, God is good, and you say, what? I didn't hear you. God is good all the time. Come on, God is good all the time? All right, I finally hear you guys. Wake up out there. Am I boring or what? Anybody asleep? God is good. Do we really believe that? When life turns bad, when life turns wrong, do we really believe God is good? Well, I'm going to convince you because you're going to stand up. Everybody stand up. The worship team is coming out right now, and you're going to sing a song about God is good. All right. I appreciate them coming and singing a song. I'm going to teach you a new word that's okay to say in church, okay? This word is okay to say even while I'm preaching, all right? Can anybody here say amen? All right. Now, if you agree that God is good, would you all say amen? Amen. God is good all the time. No matter what's happening, God is good. Even in the darkness, even in the shadows, even in the hurts, even in the chaos, even in the confusion, even in the cancer, even in the abuse, even in the pain, even in the suffering, God is good. Why is it so easy for us when things go wrong to wonder, is God really good? Anybody? Why is it we start wondering, is God good? How about this next one? God is for me. All right? God is for me. God is not against us. There is not a person here, and I'm going to be honest with you, not a person that's ever walked this earth or ever will walk this earth that God is against. God so loved the world. That means every one of us. Do you really believe, I'm going to ask you, do you really believe God has a purpose for your life? If so, say amen. You know, do you really believe God has good things in store for you? Say amen. Do you believe God has a good purpose for your life? Say amen. See, we believe that. Why is in the midst of life's storms, we start thinking, where's God? See, how can we move from God is nowhere to God is now here? We move from here to there when we realize that God is good and that God is for me. Look at the scripture. What then should we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. See, we need to understand when life throws these curveballs, when life throws these pains, this frustration, this aggravation at us, that God is good and God is for us. He is not against us. God is not trying to keep you down. God is not trying to abuse you. God is not in that kind of business. God wants to bless us. That's what he says. And so that's what we need to remember. When all this stuff is going on, we need to come back and say, God is good and God is for me. And the last one, if you look at your outline, I put it this way. God is with me. Look at the promise that God made here. Look at the scripture. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have, for he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I want to encourage you with this. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter how lonely you feel, no matter how you feel nobody understands and nobody gets it, and nobody sees and nobody knows the troubles I've seen, no matter how you feel like that, I want to tell you, God is always there. God is always there. There's a great scripture that I use when I do funerals. And it's Psalms 23, and this little passage goes, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am with you. See, no matter what goes on in our lives, those shadows, those darkness, God is with us. See, I know people, and I've been in the situation where, you know, I'm with a bunch of people, and yet I feel so lonely. Anybody? I've been in a crowd. I've been maybe in a church, maybe somewhere at a meeting, and it's like all these people are around me, and yet still inside I feel so lonely. I want to tell you, God is with me. See, we need to remind ourselves of these kind of things when life is abusing us and when life has all this hurt and all this pain and all this stuff in our life. We need to remind ourselves that God is good and God is for me and God is with me. And I'm going to tell you, why is it so easy to forget that? Why is it so easy to take our eyes off of God and put our eyes on our situations and our circumstances? Do we really trust God? Am I really confident in God? Am I really walking with God? Is that who I am? And I'm going to be honest, there's times when I do wonder. I don't think I'm unique. That it's like, God, what's going on? Why this? Why not this? And how come this? And as I watch some of these videos, I got another video we're going to kind of wrap up with. And I'm sitting, I don't know about you, but watching that girl, tears come to my eyes, just watching that pain. Just seeing those kind of things in life. How do we deal with those? Is God nowhere or is God now here? As you look at your life and as you look at the things in your life, can you look back over your life and say, God was nowhere? Or can you look back over and say, no, God is now here? How many of us can look back over our life and wonder why this thing happened to us? Anybody? Why did this happen to me? Why did I have to go through this situation? Why did this happen? Now, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, maybe just months past that, you look back and go, man, I learned something. God's using it. God's doing something. See, Jesus nailed to the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Is he nowhere or is he now here? Where is God in the midst of those things? Do we really trust God in these things? Look at the scripture here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do we really trust God? Now I want to make sure you know something. In the midst of heartache, in the midst of pain, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the frustration, in the midst of all the trouble, I want to make sure you understand something. It's okay to cry. It's okay to hurt. It's okay. Even Jesus, when he came to Lazarus' tomb, this is one of the amazing things to me. Jesus is going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus is going to die again. Make sure you get the clear picture. But Jesus is going to raise Lazarus back to life. He'd been dead several days. As he walked to that tomb, the scripture says, anybody know what he says? Shortest scripture in the Bible? He what? He wept. You know, if Jesus can weep, I think I can too. It's okay to cry. It's okay to hurt. When it hurts, it hurts. I want to make sure you understand, it's okay. Does that mean you don't trust in God? If you shed a tear, does that mean you don't trust in God? If it hurts, does that mean you don't trust in God? If you experience the heartache, does that mean you don't trust in God? No. But don't lean on our own understanding. Acknowledge God. I gave you a definition of acknowledge, again, from the Greek and all these words here. I want to make sure you get this right here. I want you to circle some words in this definition. Intimate acquaintance. When you really know God, you will know God is now here. All right? When you really know God, when you're walking with God, when you're praying and you're in your word, and you're spending time with God, you will know God is there. We need to see that. It's not about us. When we're walking with God, that's how we know when God is right there in our midst, when God is walking with us. Life is going to have a... Maybe you're here this morning and you're listening to the message this morning and you're going, life is really good for me right now. Life's running smooth. Life's okay. You know, there's no really big issues. There's no really big problems. Life's okay. But the reality is, there's always those heartaches. If it's not now, it's going to be sometime. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They're always, they just seem to come. You know what hurts me is when they come as a snowball. They just keep getting bigger. Anybody have those? It is just like it's getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, and how do we deal with that in a relationship with God? See, if we want to know that God is now here, we got to be walking with God. We got to be in a relationship with God. We got to have an intimate acquaintance with God. And I just want to encourage us with that, because as we do, then we can really understand. Because the better I know God, the better I can deal. Here's this thing. This is something I realized a few months ago. I was sharing with somebody. And I have, if you got your outline, the better I know God, the better I know God, the less I ask why. I have moved from the why question. Not all the time. I want to make sure you understand. I haven't moved from the why question all the time. But I have moved from the why question, because I don't understand. Because see, here's my thing with the why. Because I can always figure out a different way to do it, God. Why did you have to do it that way? You know, why that way? You know, yeah, God, you had to do this. I understand why, but why that way? You know, why would a 3-year-old young boy have to die? Why Why, you know, God, couldn't you do it a different way, God? Why that way? So I wrestle with this why. So I still wrestle, but I ask less about why. And then I start asking this. The more I ask, what? What is it, God, you want? What are you trying to teach me? What do I need to know? What do I need to do? What, God? What is it you want in all this? I started doing this and wrestling with this. God, it's more of a what than a why. Because I realized, you know, I've never forgot this. I did a funeral one time for twin babies. They had passed away as infants. And I mean, just days old. And I'm sitting there wrestling with the why question. Why? And I realized, you know, no matter how I answered that why question, it's not good enough. I can always figure something better. I always have a better answer. And I started moving to this what. God, what is going on? What do you want me to learn? What do you want me to experience? And I wrestle with that. See, the better I know God, it's now God is now here. God is in my midst. So why did Jesus, while he was on the cross, cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Let me make sure you understand what was going on. See, there's this thing called sin. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There's this thing called sin. And in God's presence, sin cannot exist, okay? You agree? Anybody agree with me? That in the presence of God, sin cannot exist. And here Jesus had never known sin. He had never sinned in his life. He lived the perfect life. He set the example for us. He never sinned. So he never had a broken relationship with God. He was in total communion with God his whole life because he never sinned. Now, nailed to the cross, whipped, beaten, bloody, nailed to that cross, he took my sin and your sin to the cross. And at that moment, he had broken fellowship with God. There was a broken relationship because that sin could not be in the presence of God. And so when he was nailed to that cross and he took our sins, that's when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? See, that's what's going on there, and that's the picture that we're seeing here. See, and that's what happens to us. When our troubles come, when our frustrations come, when all those things come in our life and we start wondering, where is God? He's nowhere right now. Sin seems to percolate in our life. It's not the trouble and it's not the problems. We just lose sight of God. See, Jesus died for us so that we could have that intimate relationship, that intimate acquaintance with God. That when life throws those things at us, I can say, I trust God. See, that's the challenge. I want to ask you, where is God for you? Is he now here or is he nowhere? In the midst of life, in the midst of what's going on in your life, where is God? God is good. God is for you. God is with you. Where's God? Watch the rest of the video.
Struggled with the why and questioned, and God showed us throughout the whole process that he was with us and that he was holding our Isaiah when we couldn't.
But it was during the time when we knew that he was going to leave us, that he was going to go be with our Father in heaven, that we knew God was in us. We knew it was. It was difficult to get to that place. We really wanted to be healed. But we began the process of accepting that
I would never choose to have my father abuse me. But by God allowing that to happen, I'm able, as a survivor, I'm able to tell my students that they too can forgive. They too can survive. They too can be healed and live with our true Father. Because of that, man, I can experience the love of my true Father, my Heavenly Father, the love that is pure and unconditional.
After trying for a year and a half after losing Isaiah, we found out this past Christmas that I'm pregnant, and I have a piece about this pregnancy, and that's something that I feel that God has shown me and put on my heart, and He's been faithful and He's good.
At all of our locations, let's pray together.
Is God good? What do you guys think? Is God for you? Is God against you? I want to challenge us in the midst of life, because if I'm not in trouble now, I guarantee you some sooner or later I'm going to be in trouble. That's just the nature of Gary, all right? I don't know about you, but the nature of Gary, sooner or later, I'm going to be in trouble. There's going to be those heartache times. God is good. God is for me. And God is with me. So I'm going to trust God. That's it. Bottom of your page, I put it real simple. I'm trusting God. I don't understand. I don't get it. I can always find a bit. God, I think there's a better way to do it than that. I'll be honest. God, I got some input on this. Anybody? But God, I don't get it. But I know you're good. And I know you're for me. And I know you're with me, God. I'm going to trust you. See, Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed, God, take this from me. I have prayed for things in my life not to happen. Anybody? I have prayed in the midst of heartaches and pains that God would take them away. And I've had to walk through them. I've had to endure them. I've had to speak to them, go through them. But God was with me. Is God with you? Is God now here for you? Will you trust him? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you know our hearts and our lives, that you're not a God who wound this world up and pushed it off and wished us luck, that you're not a God who just pats us on the back in the midst of trouble and says, suck it up, that you're a God who walks with us. You're a good God. You're for us, and you'll never leave us. You know, while I'm praying this morning, maybe there's some things in your life you want me to pray for. Maybe you're fighting some battles right now, and I want to pray for you. So if you're fighting some battles and you're wondering, God, where are you? Not now. Why now? Would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? Just every head bow, every eye closed. If you want me to pray for you, would you raise your hand? Anyone? Any others? Lord, I take these into your presence right now. I lift them up that you may encourage their hearts. You may touch their life. Lord, in the midst of life that has thrown these curveballs, that has thrown this pain and this hurt, I ask you to be the good God that you've promised. I ask you to strengthen, to walk with, to never leave nor forsake, just as you promised. Comfort their hearts. Guide them through the path. Use them in a special way as Jesus touches them through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, be with all of us, Lord, as we walk through life. Guide and direct us as we seek you in Jesus' name. Amen. It's our church to give an opportunity for an invitation. Invitation is real simple. It's when I stand here to pray with you, to share with you. Maybe there's some things on your heart. Maybe there's some things going on in your life. Maybe you need to make it known, and I want to pray with you. Maybe you need to have an intimate relationship with God. Maybe you know God, but you've never crossed that line of faith. You know, it's like, I've always known there was a God. I've always believed there was a God, but you don't have an intimate relationship with him. Maybe today's a day. You know, I always say it this way in this church. You know, you got to get a point in your life where you say something along the lines, God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours. Come into my life and take control. If you've never done anything like that, maybe you need to get that relationship, that intimate acquaintance, so God can walk with you through life. I'm here to pray with you about that. But this is time for God to speak to your heart and for God to move in your midst. So I'm going to ask you to stand, and we're going to sing a song.